In Washington, D.C., I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. It's Friday, June 7th. Good to have you with us. And it's Jobs Report Day. 75,000. That's the number of jobs added to the economy in May, according to the Labor Department. It's around 100,000 jobs below what most economists expected. On the other hand, the unemployment rate was unchanged, still at the almost 50-year low of 3.6%. Plus, there were jobs available for the 176,000 people who entered the workforce in May, which is pretty good. So, glass half empty, half full, depends on how you look at it. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
There's plenty of evidence in this report for the glass half empty. Let's start with the slowdown in job creation, from manufacturing to the service sector.
Payroll gains have averaged 164,000 a month thus far this year, compared to 223,000 per month last year.
Chris Varvaris at IHS Market says May's number isn't just a one-month bad jobs report blip, but reflects a slowdown in growth across the U.S. economy. Tendai Kipfidze at LendingTree chalks that up to the fading of fiscal stimulus from last year's tax cuts, and also tariff battles with China, Europe, Mexico.
The trade negotiations do reduce confidence in the economy and businesses pull back.
Most worrying to Kipfidze is the slowdown in annual wage growth.
The slowest in 9 months, it was 3.1%. Wage growth well above inflation, you know, would give a more positive outlook for the economy later in the year.
But even with job creation and wage growth slowing down, the situation is far from a disaster, says Ryan Nunn at the Hamilton Project.
The unemployment rate remains quite low relative to where it's been over the last 12 months or so.
An indication, Nunn says, that a recession isn't coming anytime soon. Chris Varvaris at IHS says the hiring downturn we've seen may not be so bad either.
Part of the reason for the slowing in employment gains is the increasing difficulty that employers have finding qualified workers in such a tight labor market.
Now, keep in mind, to keep up with all the new people entering the job market, employers only need to add around 80 to 100,000 jobs every month, which is pretty close to what we got in May. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.